104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. My name's Jenna.
I'm Jackie.
And this is Cafe Con Lacas. And we are here at 12 again.
Look at us actually being on time.
I know.
Two weeks in a row.
I think this is a good streak for us. I think now we're going to be smooth sailing from here.
Yeah, because I think we got the technical stuff down. We kind of know what we're doing. It's our fourth episode.
It is our fourth episode and the second day of November.
Which I don't know how we got
no,
here.
No, not
at
all.
I'm going to be completely honest.
This is my theory. I think it's been, like, the semester has gone by very quickly so far.
Agreed.
And now from now until Thanksgiving and between
It'll
Thanksgiving
be hell.
And break is going to be so slow. So
it's,
slow.
It's what, 3 weeks until
Yeah, it's three
break?
Weeks. I thought it was two yesterday. That was really sad. But, okay, obviously, classes are hard, break is, like, exciting, but I don't want to leave.
I know.
So I'm trying to hold on to these moments. So when it's going by slowly, I'm going to, like, be happy
about
it.
Here's my dilemma. I don't want to leave because I've been having a great time as much as it's been breezing, but it's been great. On the other hand, I'm so tired and, like, burnt out that being at home for a couple days, especially because we both didn't go home
exactly
for fall break. So we really haven't had any actual rest time. Our rest of fall break was literally going to a different state.
I know, and flying and everything. Yeah, I know. I need a day to just sleep in and literally not do anything. But I know it's just going to be hard not to be here.
I know.
It's weird. We still have a little while left to go. It's the final, like, few weeks push of the semester.
Yeah.
Going to live it up, make the most.
Then Thanksgiving, then we come back, the finals.
Wait, how many more shows? I guess that means we have, like, five more shows.
Probably about.
Okay, because we get the one before Thanksgiving break because we still have that Tuesday.
Right.
You're welcome, everybody.
No fret.
Don't fear. Everything is going to be okay.
We will still be here. Do we want to get the
show
started?
Yeah, let's start it. All right, here we go. Happy November. There's something bad about to happen to me. I don't know what, but I feel it coming. Might be so sad, might leave my nose running. I just hope she don't wanna leave me.
Don't you give me up, please. Don't give up on me. I belong with you, don't leave me. Only you, my girl, only you, baby. Only you, darling, only you, baby. Only you, my girl, only you, baby. Only you, darling, only you.
Something bad is about to happen to me. Why I feel this way, I don't know, maybe. I think of her so much, it drives me crazy. I just don't want her to leave. Darling, only you. don't leave. My daddy was a pimp. My mama had issues, but I miss it anyway. Oh, baby, don't. Please don't call me for the wrong reason. We both know exactly what I'm thinking. Weeks pass and I never grow tired, cause I never said never and I barely ever lie. I'm on the road to an original place and out of space. I didn't make it up, but you can't find it on the phone or a globe, and I can take you with me if you really wanna go. Oh, baby, don't. I can't move on. I can't move on, baby, don't. Waiting on calls, flipping through stations. I'm outclassed, it's outrageous. I'll take it all, baby, don't. Whatever's been
straight for you.
So, yes, we did just play more One Direction Harry Styles, but we realize that as we grow, as we become famous, as the show becomes so, so insanely popular, we're bound to have some haters.
Haters are inevitable, and you know what?
But I think the most important thing we've learned and established is that we play these songs for us, and we vibe with our playlist so hard.
I wish that you guys could see us in the studio, because it's really just us sitting here in the chairs, just like going at it.
Because we love, this is my favorite playlist. I really love it so much. And yeah, we're bound to have some haters, because we're just, when you get up there,
of course,
you know, in status.
And will we continue to play One Direction and Harry Styles on a regular basis?
Yes.
Absolutely.
This was a little more intentional, though, because the name of the song was Wolves, obviously, and that's like very Halloween-y. And what just happened this weekend?
Halloween. That was gross. That was awful. But let's just jump into it.
But yeah, we've been waiting to talk about this, because Jackie and I were waiting for Halloween for so long.
Order all our stuff in advance.
I really hyped it up. Just because I love dressing up. I love spooky time, spooky season, like
Here's
the vibes.
Thing. I was never a Halloween person.
Me neither.
Just because in high school it wasn't really as like big of a thing, or like the parties were just very like exclusive, whatever. It wasn't fun. And then freshman year of college, we missed Halloween.
Yeah, we didn't even get it.
Because we weren't even here.
Yeah.
I think because it was our first college Halloween.
I know. I was, yes, that's true. We were very excited.
Dedicated to it.
Very excited. So I think we should give a play-by-play of our costumes.
I agree. So night one.
Friday. We did our own little duo costume. We were fairies. It was so cute.
Which I loved.
We looked so good.
Because I feel like I should preface this before like we get into the other costumes. When I was a kid, the only two costumes that I would ever do, which was all throughout like elementary school, I was only ever a fairy or a Disney princess. Nothing else. I was that girl. I was your like girly girl, whatever. So I every year I would like alternate. Like one year I'd be like a fairy, then I'd be like Sleeping Beauty, and then I would be another fairy, and then this. So
I was really embodying your childhood.
I just wanted to stay true to my roots.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what better way to start off like college Halloween season than, you know, paying homage.
and we really did. It was so good. It was cute. It was
the
fun.
Wings though.
Oh, they were annoying. The wings did come off.
Maybe within the first 20 minutes.
Of the night. But that's okay.
I think we know, just for future reference, don't have anything.
Yeah, like they were annoying. I mean, they looked great for the picture.
Because for your second night, your wig also.
That's true. It was good. Okay, so my second night was Lava Girl, and I was so excited for this.
It was great.
All hot pink accessories, fire accessories, and then I wore a pink wig. Now, this wig was thick.
It was a lot of hair.
So I was, for the first, like, few hours of the night, it was fun, got some good pictures, people were really enjoying it, and then by the end of the night, the wig came off.
We took a little pit stop at McKean,
and the wig
did
come off.
I think it's time that we drop this.
I think it was a little less inconvenient than the wings, but
also the wings hit people, and, like,
yeah,
you can't
exactly
really move as
the
much.
Wig that was just, like, my own
personal issue.
Like, dilemma, you know, my own burden, but it wasn't even because I was really having fun with it.
No, you were living
wigs
for
have
the
more
wig.
Fun.
I, wow. But that night was good. Saturday night was really fun. That's when I was Belle. Mm-hmm. But the only downside was that it was pouring rain outside. So by the time we had to walk back, you know, you're in this,
we
like...
We were, in fact, incredibly wet.
Yeah, because you're in this, like, you know, not the most, like, warm outfit the world. And the winds blow and the rain's falling down. You're really tired at this point.
It was a Halloween experience.
It was a Halloween experience.
It couldn't have been perfect. There was no way we were going to have nice weather.
No,
obviously
of course not. Because why would that happen?
But you know what? You grow stronger from it. And it wasn't even that bad.
No.
It was only like the end of the night that it was pretty rainy.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And then...
Last night.
Very... relatable to the song, I was Little Red Riding Hood, and our friend Allie, shout out to Allie.
Hope you're feeling better.
It was a wolf, and it was super cute. That was fun. That was really fun.
That was a cute one because I was Cruella,
and you popped off. Popped off as Cruella. It was so good.
But that was fun. It was a little interesting going on a Sunday, like doing a little Halloween thing.
On a Sunday, but it was actual Halloween.
It was actual Halloween, so we kind of had to show out.
Yeah. My 8 a.m. wasn't even that bad.
Good.
I've had worse times in my 8 a.m., to be honest.
So next week, okay. So we'll do it again. But along with this, I had one of my friends go to Harryween, because what show would this be if we didn't talk about Harry Styles?
For real.
And I've never been more jealous of a person than watching her go to Harryween.
Ugh.
Because he dressed up as Dorothy.
Dorothy! My mom sent me a text. Was like, I just saw that Harry dressed up as Dorothy. And I was like, And you should have seen that. I'm so glad that you know this.
The whole band dressed up as the Wizard of Oz, too.
Which was really adorable.
And then the next night, he dressed up as a clown.
Yes, my mom said that, too.
And, okay, he has an unreleased song called Medicine. Now, I've been obsessed with this song for years, and he used to always play it at the first time he went on tour, but has not played it any time on this new one. And when we went, he didn't play it. But of course, on Harryween, he plays it and transitions it into Toxic by Britney Spears.
Oh my God.
And
wait, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. No, it was insane.
I love that.
That's all I've ever wanted.
That's amazing.
In life. So,
we will be listening to that. Many times over and over again.
I already have, and I will continue to do so.
Wow.
And it's almost been a month since we've seen him.
Yeah, it'll be a month tomorrow. That's crazy.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. Ah, too much nostalgia.
Every day I miss him.
Well, Halloween was fantastic, obviously. Yes. We looked great. We had a great time. I couldn't have been happier. I was very sad. Yesterday, coming out Monday of a Halloween morning. Weekend, I was like, it's over. Like, what do I have to look forward to?
Yeah, what are
just
we...
Just kidding. There's things.
There's things.
Yeah.
But I just think like Halloween was a thing that we had prepped for, like a holiday, concrete thing.
There's
more of a concrete idea instead of just like, oh, we're going out this
weekend.
It's Halloween weekend.
Yeah. We have great memories to look back on. Exactly. And with that, we can get back into the show.
Yeah.
Tongue-tied again, how do I break it? A silence is around a face, they so happy to make it. I think that you like me, but I don't play maybes. So far deep inside my head again, we should probably thinking, shoot your shot, boy, give it a go. Words that happen, did you hear a no? If you don't, then you'll never know. I ain't got no time to wait. What you don't ask for, I just don't know how to bring it up and let you know what I really want. Surely I ain't worthy, have some mercy, I'm a sorry soul. I just don't know how to bring it up and wrap my head for another joke other than the one that's right in front of you. Ugh. I'm grade A bitch, mate. What I want you to say, I'm trying to find the perfect words to say to her. I know that cliche no one would say something like that in this day and age. You're overthinking everything, like shoot your shot, boy, give it a go. Words that happen, you even know. If you don't, then you'll never know. You ain't got no time to wait. Don't get what you don't ask for. I just don't know how to bring it up and let you know what I really want. Surely I ain't worthy, have some mercy, I'm a sorry soul. I just don't know how to bring it up and wrap my head for another joke other than the one that's right in front of you. Drinking again. It's making me an empty person, smoking. to bring it up. Friends or more, what do you really want? Firstly, I ain't thirsty, but I'm worried that I just don't know how to bring it up and let you know what I really want. Surely I ain't worthy, have some mercy, I'm sorry so. I just don't know how to bring it up. Wrap my hair up under the choke, other than the one that's right in front of you. I just don't know how to bring it up and let you know what I really want. Surely I ain't worthy, have some mercy.
to do. There's nothing left. I feel the fire is comforting. It lights you up. I see everything I need right here and
in your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. Slow motion, I'm watching. touching our love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush, be your violent overnight rush, make you crazy over my touch. But it's just the super god of us, super god of us. Oh, it's just the super god of us, super god of us. All the moments I play in the dark, I'm fluorescent, come home to my heart.
So super cut by Lorde, and honestly any Lorde song.
True.
Just, I don't know, gives me a particular vibe about my favorite movie of all time, Someone Great, because there's like multiple of her songs that is like the soundtrack of that movie, and it just is one of the A, best movies, and
right.
B, best soundtracks ever. So good. I'll have to throw some others in there.
Right.
But I'm not a movie person.
I know.
I'm really not a movie person.
You,
so
you just don't watch.
I know. Anything. I don't. I just don't really watch many things. I don't really have the time to watch TV or anything.
Jen and I have been trying to watch a show together.
Oh, you're
for,
right.
For like
you're
the
right.
last month.
It literally has
month
been
a
month since,
and a half.
Since it came out, the third season of Sex Ed.
And we have gotten through what?
Three episodes? I'm sorry. Okay, maybe we should watch that.
Maybe we should
tomorrow.
Do that.
Okay.
We can do that. We can watch Someone Great at some point.
Yeah. So this is what I was saying. I'm not really into movies, so to get me to watch a movie twice is a big deal.
That is very true.
The movie Someone Great stars Gina Rodriguez from Jane the Virgin, so
which
already sets it up to be a great movie. She's fantastic.
I was a huge
Oh,
Jane
me
the
too.
Virgin fan.
She's fantastic. So the fact that I've watched this multiple times and I continue to go back to watch it as my comfort movie says a lot about this movie.
Of course.
A lot about it. Because if I could go and watch whatever movie I want, no, I'm going to go and watch Someone Great for like the fifth time.
I think like everyone has kind of a comfort movie. It's probably
no, that's
one of their
true.
Favorite movies. I know for mine, which I forced you to watch last semester.
Yes.
I have watched La La Land now, I think 16 times.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which, yeah, I know. But I forced Jenna to watch it because, again, not a movie person. Not really, like, a musicals
yeah,
person.
I like Broadway,
either.
But not, like, musicals and, like, movies kind
right.
of thing.
But La La Land is my favorite movie of all time. It's so good.
And yes, I do judge you a little bit for it.
Yeah, and but but
I forced her. Okay, defend yourself.
No, because I can defend myself on this one. Because I had you watch it with me, and at the end of it, you said that you liked it more than you thought you were going to.
Yeah, that's fair, because I had low expectations.
Exactly.
The romance part of it was cute, and I like the actors are good.
Of course.
It's just not my type of movie. And you'll see once I get you to watch Someone Great right. how different it is from La La Land.
Because I have always been like a musicals kind of gal, mm-hmm. and me and my dad, for like our bonding thing, we would watch a bunch of like musicals, like old-timey stuff. I'm talking like Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, mm-hmm. 1930s, like all of that kind of stuff. He was like a little bit of a theater kid himself. He was in funny. Guys and Dolls and tries to bring it
oh,
up
wow.
as often as he possibly can. Huh, he wanted okay. to be an actor, but he's like, I had the look for it. I had the charisma. I could have
oh,
done
wow.
it.
Oh, wow.
And he never did, and he regrets it. But he got me kind of into all of that. So when La La Land came out and it's like this musical, I was like, we have to go watch it.
Yeah.
And we did. And I fell in love with it. The cinematography, the acting, the music, the dancing, all of it. Perfect. Perfect. 12 out of 10.
All right. We all have our likes and dislikes,
yes,
I guess.
And I will be the judge when we watch Someone Great at
yes.
some
no,
point.
No, it's so good. It's objectively good.
Because it's a very different vibe. I feel like La La Land is made
vibe.
For a particular audience. It's like, yeah. you gotta like some of that musical
yeah.
stuff. If you don't, like, you'll enjoy it, but it won't be like your
well,
favorite film
see,
of all time.
I have
but
an
I feel
appreciation.
Like Someone Great is a little bit more like, anyone can, like, watch it and
yeah.
be like, okay, yeah, this is good.
See, I have an appreciation for the musicals because I was a Broadway kid growing up. And this was due to solely due to the fact of that my uncle's, like, worked, like, in the business. My uncle still does work in the business and is able to go see, like, a lot at all the time. They were on the board for the Tonys for
wow.
a really long time. So they had to watch all of these Broadway shows to be able to, like, vote for it.
Imagine getting the... like, your job being, like, you have to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Broadway
no,
shows.
And this was just, like, their, like, a separate thing that they did,
yeah.
aside from their jobs. They're very cool people. And so I grew up into a lot of Broadway shows, which was awesome. I love Wicked. I love
Wicked. I saw Wicked in London. It was
oh, yeah, no.
amazing.
I love Broadway shows, don't get me wrong. But I don't know. Musicals and movies maybe are a little different. I like seeing it live.
I agree. I definitely prefer live stuff
yeah.
naturally, because that's a completely different experience.
Yeah.
And I think one of the good things about being from Westchester is easy access
it's
to
very
the city
easy
to be able
city.
To go.
Yeah.
Because I know when I was younger, my mom was very much like trying to get me to utilize the city as much as I could. Like, she would take me to all the different art museums. She would take me to Broadway
yeah.
shows when she could. Like, anything that had to do with like, the arts and stuff, she was like, I am going to take Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows what it's like. And all throughout high school, I was entering, like, the little, like, Broadway lotteries, and I would just, like,
oh.
win, like, free tickets to shows.
Oh, that's cool.
And then I would just, like, go, and it was great.
Yeah, I miss Broadway. I feel so grateful that I had, like, the connections through my uncle to go to all that. And like you were saying, like, my grandparents took me into the city to museums all the time, too. There's pictures of me sitting in front of, like big statues or whatever at like the Natural History Museum and me like drawing it out just on my
aww.
Little like sketch pad or whatever. I probably still have that sketch pad somewhere, but I'm not really an artsy person now,
right.
but like I loved doing that then. So being close to the city for like museums and Broadway shows has been like we are very lucky. We'll say that. We are very lucky.
And I definitely think at least for me that kind of helped to shape me kind of being more of like the art, I'm gonna put artsy in quotations, like
yeah.
the artsy, like,
yeah.
kid that you're, it's like the person who has an appreciation for that kind of stuff and still does it now,
mm-hmm.
you know? Because, like, I get to go to the Met this weekend, which I'm so excited about because I haven't been in ages.
Yeah,
honestly.
I know. Me too. I'd love to go. I'm jealous. I should sneak on the bus with you.
You should. But if you sneak on the bus, then you're gonna miss Bacon Fest.
That's true. I need to be at Bacon Fest. So it's a give and take. Well,
exactly.
we can squeeze both into the weekend.
We'll make it work.
I have to be better. Once I get less busy, we will start to, which will be never, which yeah, literally will be never. Say,
like, you no, are I
lied.
Busy,
I just lied
actually.
On, I, everyone caught me lying. No, but I do want to keep watching our show. This is my formal promise to keep watching because now I forget about
everyone
it.
Everyone listening needs to hold her accountable to this because I've been waiting.
Sometimes I get very like narrow-minded that I'm like, I just need to do this, this, and this, and I forget that we're watching it. But we have, so now we have all these like show goals and movies and we'll get to do it soon. And we'll keep everyone updated how Jackie likes my favorite movie, Someone Great.
Yes.
So let's keep going. So yes, you just heard Supercut Lord, that's from Someone Great, and now we'll be playing a little Conan Gray.
Which is his new song, actually.
Oh, wow.
Very
exciting. And here we go.
Don't even finish that sentence, babe. Already know all this sense. You say we're breaking up, what a shame. Don't even wanna stay friends. God, it's just so you're just so predictable. Won't you try something original? Old news reused, that's why I don't cry. Cause I got a feeling. My guts, now you're back in love. It's so you're just so predictable. Won't you try something original? Old news reused, that's why I don't cry. Cause I got a feeling you're coming back just like you have in the past. Yeah, I got a feeling you'll be sending me trash. You should've left in the tracks.
feel them crash against my skin, and I smile as I respire because I know they'll never win. There's a haze above my TV that changes everything I see, and maybe if I continue watching, I'll lose the traits that worry me. Can we fast forward to go down on me? Come along because I love your face, and I'll admire your expensive taste. And who cares divine intervention? I wanna be praised from a new perspective. But leaving now would be a good idea. So catch me up on getting out of here. So you go down on me. Stop there and let me correct it. I wanna live a life from a new perspective. You come along because I love your face, and I'll admire your expensive taste. And who cares about intervention? I wanna be praised from a new perspective. But leaving now would be a good idea. So catch me up on getting out of here. Catch me up on getting out of here. More to the point, I need to show how much I can come and go. Other plans fell through and put a heavy load on you. I know there's no more that needs to be said when I'm itching through your bed. Take a look around instead and watch me go. Correct it. I wanna live a life from a new perspective. You come along because I love your face, and I'll admire your expensive taste. And who cares? Divine intervention. I wanna be praised from a new perspective. Forgetting now would be a good idea. So catch me up, I'm getting out of here. It's not fair, just let me perfect it. Don't wanna live a life that is comprehensive. Cause see, it quit would be a bad idea. Now catch me up on getting out of here. So catch me up on getting out of here.
So that was New Perspective, Panic at the Disco. And that song gets me so hyped because A, it's such a good song. And B, it reminds me of one of my best friends from home, Erica, who I know is a loyal fan. I know she's listening right now and I love her so dearly. So this was partially for her and because it's such a good song. But yeah, feeling nostalgic about home because I love Erica. I love you. And such a good song. And it's very fitting because Panic at the Disco was my entire middle school experience. Me and Erica, we did go through an emo phase. And I know...
I did not.
You did not.
I did not really have an emo phase exactly. I think the only thing that could, like, remotely be considered in that would be, like, Paramore, like, old school, like, Misery Business kind of vibes.
Okay.
But... other than that, really was not, I did not have that phase.
So
I only got into Panic later in life.
Yeah.
Like late high school when like one of my friends was like introducing me more like to them because they had an emo phase.
So my emo phase was interesting
yeah.
because Imagine obviously you as knowing an emo kid exactly, is just exactly. Not... Knowing me now, it's not really emo. Yeah. I still wore bright colored leggings and neon and patterned weird things all the time. Don't get me wrong. It was more that my music taste was emo. I wasn't like grunge, like F you mom kind of thing. No, right. that wasn't my vibe. It was really just music because I was in a Panic at the Disco and Fall Out Boy and all of that.
If someone looked at you, like, in oh yeah, you would be like, oh, she's just like.
No, I didn't dress in all black. Like, no, I was like very much like what I am now, but the middle school version, just like bubbly, crazy, bright colors. But I loved Panic at the Disco. Me and Erica loved Panic at the Disco. She definitely liked it before me and put me on. But then we went through the phase together and had, I just remember at our eighth grade dance, playing a Panic at the Disco song and us literally going nuts for it.
As
it was,
you should.
It was just, I remember that very clearly. And yeah, so Panic at the Disco has a very special place in my heart. Erica actually met him.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, Brendon Urie.
When? How?
Sometime between like 7th and 9th grade, I want to say. Her mom has some weird connections. I don't know. So it was very cool.
It was like a calculated like meetup, like the mom.
Yeah. Wait, shout out Lydia. Yeah, I know. Sick. But so we had this Panic at the Disco phase together. I listening to the music now literally just sends me, and then I just. I'm able to sing all of the lyrics, and I'm like, where did this come in front inside of me? And it's from my middle school days.
Yeah, because my middle school self was, like, very much the kind of, like, goody-two-shoes, very shy thing. So not too different than what I am now, but, like, definitely have come out of my shell a little bit more since then, because then I was, like, really quiet. Like, I did not say a word back then. But, like, cute little sweaters and things and, like, teacher's pet kind of vibe. So very different.
Yes, very, very different.
And all my music was very, like, bright also.
I feel like I had range, but there was definitely an affinity for, yeah, yes. Thank you. I think it was nice and nostalgic to reminisce on our middle school days.
Yeah.
I think maybe we'll do one more song and sign out.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
I can't speak and I can't listen, and everyone is a curse or something worse. What can I say to the kid that made you, complaining like you were made to, when you hate every god I pray to? So don't lie to me. I know I'm not as cool as I'd like to be. But why do you feel so down? Sick of speaking, so hear me out, you're the cure, or something more. I think you're one of the kind, so I'll never like myself. I think you're older and wiser, so I won't let you tell. I think it over and over and hope you're thinking soon. I think it over and over and hope I'm over you. So don't lie to me. I know I'm not as cool as I tried to be. So down again, I know I'm not.
What a good way to end the show. Yeah. I was just dancing. You were getting up. I need to stretch my legs. And Declan McKenna gives me so much serotonin.
There you go.
Love him. That made me feel so good.
But yeah, I think this is a good way to wrap up the show.
I think it's perfect. I know we always get gushy at the end of the show, but I think having it on Tuesdays like is a good breakup to the week. It's like, oh, okay, we start out the week strong, but it's not Monday.
Right.
And we're getting through, and then it gives me the push to get through the rest of Tuesday. And then as soon as you know, it's Wednesday.
And like we've said countless times, it's just a nice break and an excuse for us to hang out.
I know, and listen to good freaking music.
Yeah.
Ugh, so good.
So hopefully we will see you guys on time again.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah, next week.
If we can pull it off.
We'll fully be into fall, fully into November, which is crazy.
I still don't get how we're here, but
I know, I know. That'll be post-Met, post-Bacon Fest. Yeah, we'll have a lot going on. So even though Halloween's in the past now, there's still a lot to look forward to.
Exactly.
Yay. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will see you next time.
Yeah.